97.9 FM WCHL Championship Sports presents The Grid. WCHL's exclusive high school football pregame show. Join WCHL as we preview all the area games and the storylines you care about. All season long, The Grid is your home for all your area schools, including the Carrboro Jaguars, the East Chapel Hill Wildcats, the Chapel Hill Tigers, and all the surrounding area schools from Orange and Chatham counties. The Grid, WCHL's exclusive high school football pregame show, starts now.
Hello and welcome to The Grid with Matt and Matt. Matt Oakes, along with myself, Matt Paul, are here to join you each week with our look at area high school football. We'll preview the games, interview coaches, count down our WCHL Chapelboro.com Super 6 poll, and for the second week, we're excited about selecting our Grid Grade of the Week. Matt Oakes, I hand the pigskin off to you.
Well, thank you, Matt Paul. Excited for the show ahead. We've got a lot of exciting news. We've got a lot of things to release. I think we have a little shakeup maybe in the Super 6, and Grid Grade of the Week will be very exciting. We had a lot of standout performances last week. But first, we're going to go ahead and take a dive into our first coach's interview, and we have Coach Chris Casey of Cedar Ridge. Cedar Ridge is winless this year, 0-4, so they're extra motivated to grab that first win. So let's go ahead and check in with Chris Casey as his boys get prepared to take on Cardinal Gibbons tonight. So, Coach, you've had a couple weeks, a bye week here. What have you guys really been working on in that time?
Just been working on just fundamentals, getting back to the things that we were executing very well at the beginning of the year, adding a few new wrinkles here and there, but mainly just to shore up things that, like I said, that we've been doing well and some things that we haven't been doing well.
With the disappointing start to the season, has it been tough to motivate your players, or what's the morale like and the focus?
No, after our loss against Riverside, the guys see how close we are. And we just talked to them. It's a process. You know, we're installing a new offense, playing against some new competition and some things that we haven't seen. So they definitely see that we've gotten a lot better. We've improved a lot since last year. It's just getting over that hump and kind of figuring how to win. I think some of it is it's good that it's frustrating that they can see it so close and they know that they're getting there and they know that we're improving. So that part is a positive and a negative because they're seeing that, but they're getting frustrated that they can't get over that hump. And I think we took a big step against Riverside. We were down. We tied the game with about 3.5 minutes left to go. But Riverside, I think, was just a more physical team than we were. We were able to just kind of drive the ball down and score the final touchdown with about a minute to go.
What areas of the team are you most encouraged by? What's your identity?
Well, we're using all phases of the game. We're using our receivers. We're spreading the ball out, trying to throw it to them. We're able to run screens. We're using our linemen to provide protection for our quarterback. We're able to open holes. But one thing that we've talked about, in order for us to be successful, and for pretty much any team to be successful, we've got to be able to run the football. And we've shown great times where we've moved the ball up and down the field by running the football. But we've had quarters or halves we can't run the football. And that's one of the things that we've talked about. For us to be a successful team and a dominant team, we've got to be able to establish the run. Sometimes we've used the pass to set up the run, and like I said, in certain times it's worked very well. But we need to be able to come out and just be able to run that football, whether it's early in the game, late in the game, to put a game away.
Cardinal Gibbons on Friday, a tough test. How have you been preparing your players? What are the keys to have a chance to get that win on Friday night?
Well, Cardinal Gibbons, they're a very disciplined team. They don't make mistakes. They don't beat themselves. They do a great job in preparation, great job in executing their offense. I told them, I said, it's basically a mirror of what we run. They've been running this offense for about 3 years now. We've just been our first year running it. So I said, the great thing is that we've been practicing against ourselves, you know, since August 1st. So, we got to be smart. We got to play our positions. We got to do our responsibilities. We got to make sure that we take advantage of the things they give us. But it's going to be a very tough task. They've been one of the top teams in the state the last 3 years. We're going to their place, which is never an easy place to play. But we got to take care of the ball. We got to cut down on our mistakes, and hopefully Cardinal Gibbons will make some mistakes of their own, and we'll capitalize on that.
Okay, after a commercial break, we'll return to the grid with Matt and Matt, and I'll speak to Coach Hall of Northwood prior to his team's game versus Orange. Thanks for rejoining us on The Grid with Matt and Matt. It's time for my interview, Matt Paul, with Pittsboro Northward coach Bill Hall as his team prepares for the Orange Crush.
Okay, going to start off with a bit of an ambush question, but not like the old nasty ones made famous by 60 Minutes years ago. It's mostly a good ambush, so you'll still talk to me for the next few weeks, perhaps maybe years to come. So when I messaged you yesterday, you only responded to the part about verifying our interview. You didn't respond to being number one in our WCHLChapelboro.com Super 6 poll, even though that's a mouthful to say. Can I get some kind of response from you now about that?
Polls and preseason rankings, they don't mean anything. I mean, it's nice. Don't get me wrong. It's nice to be recognized. But now's when it starts. You know, we're 0-0 in the conference. Orange is 0-0 in the conference. Everybody's 0-0 in the conference. So, it's a nice honor to have. It doesn't mean anything. So we're busy getting ready for Orange.
Okay, fair enough. Speaking of honors, though, one more. This one you'll probably be a little more willing to talk about. Ty was our first ever grid great of the week with another 5-touchdown passing game, second of the season. It's probably up to about 1,500 yards passing now, too, I would imagine. Or is that overshooting it a touch?
Just overshooting a little bit. I think he's right around 12.
Okay.
Still not too shabby.
Not at all.
We'll take it.
Not at all. Comment from me on him being our first ever, really, grid great of the week.
Well, and Ty will be the first to tell you it's a team game, and without the O-line blocking and the receivers making plays for him, then none of that would be possible. But that being said, it's an honor for Ty, and he's playing well. He's playing exceptionally well, so hopefully he'll continue that.
Friday night, hey. On to fresher matters. Give me an overall thought about 4-0 Orange coming to play 4-0 Chargers here in Pittsboro.
Big game. Conference game to start with, so it makes it a big game.
They're the best team we've seen so far, and I would think Pat Moser at Orange will say the same thing, that we're the best team he's seen so far. So I'm expecting a real dogfight out there Friday night.
A little more specifically, what do you know about their offense?
Old school wing, about 50-50 pass and run, very big up front, a lot of offensive weapons. We've got to play control football. We've got to take care of our responsibilities defensively, and if we do that, you know, we won't contain them, but we will help contain them to a bit, and we'll see what happens. That'll give us a chance to win if we play our responsibilities individually on our defensive side of the ball.
And then defensively, as you know, they haven't allowed a touchdown all season. Pretty impressive group, eh?
Yeah, they're good. They're good. Best defense by far we've seen this year. They get after it. They try to get 11 men around the football, and they do a good job of that. They came to our Jamboree again this year. They've been coming for years. And
we saw them a little bit there, and one thing that stood out about them at Jamboree was their defense. And they're big, they're physical, they're not quite as big as we are with our defensive line, but they're right there with us. So it should be something Friday night.
Yeah, big doesn't always qualify. I recall being on Long Island, a Garden City team that played a Riverhead team. Garden City was small, but you could tell coming off the bus, these guys were focused and kind of mean and tough. So size doesn't always matter, does it? At least height.
Exactly. Orange is big and physical, and they get after it.
Anything we should know about your team coming off 2 weeks of practices following an impressive win over Carlboro? Really, 3 straight impressive wins.
Well, it was a good week to have a bye. We had a lot of kids banged up. And I'm sure everybody does this time of year, but it was a good week for us to have a bye, and we got some kids rested. We got a lot of work in, and got getting ready for Orange. It was nice to have 2 weeks to prepare for Orange with their offense. They run the double wing stuff there. It's nice to have the 2 weeks to prepare for them. So we put a lot of work in, and we're see how it pays out Friday night.
Okay, and WCHLChapelboro.com will be there covering the game, so it will be an exciting night.
That was the leader of the Unstoppable Force part of the element tonight, Coach Bill Hall. Next up after the break, we'll talk to Coach Pat Moser and his unbelievable stingy defense still have yet to give up a touchdown this season. Stay tuned to The Grid with Matt and Matt. Welcome back to The Grid with Matt and Matt. We're glad to have you. Well, folks, now it's time to meet the other side of the coin tonight. It is the immovable object of Pat Moser's defense. Still have yet to give up a touchdown this season. I enjoyed getting a chance to chat with Coach Pat Moser earlier in the week, and he says his boys are all fired up for the matchup tonight. Two unbeatens. Let's hear from Coach Pat Moser. Okay, Coach, with the bye week, you've had a nice window here to get healthy and get fine-tuned some things. So how did the extra week of preparation go for you guys?
Well, I'm never a fan of bye week. You know, it kind of has a tendency to knock you off stride sometimes when you're used to playing every week. So I'm not a fan. But we did take advantage of it this time, I guess. We had some injuries. Pat Pettiford was out last game against Graham High School with a twisted ankle, and so it gave him a week to heal up some. And so I think, you know, it was good for us. We were able to go back and do a few things on our special teams that maybe we weren't doing real well, and we also gave the kids Friday off. And so they, I'm sure, enjoyed that. They got to go around and see a few games in the area. So all in all, I think, you know, it's an off week and went well, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see how rusty we've gotten in 2 weeks.
Well, Coach, the combined scoring is unbelievable. 155-22 for your squad this season. Did you expect this level of dominance heading into this season, or where is that coming from?
Well, I mean, I thought we had a chance to be pretty good. I think our defense is playing over and beyond what anybody expected. Right now, our first-string defense has not been scored on yet. And we've given teams the opportunity. You know, we had a shank punt that gave Graham the ball on our own 20-yard line, and we just did not let them get into the end zone. So they've played really well. They've had turnovers. They've scored on defense. We've had two punt returns for touchdowns. You know, they've done everything over there that we could expect and more. But, you know, as the season goes on, we start playing teams that are, you know, seasoned now. And, you know, they're going to be harder to stop as the years goes on. So we'll see how that goes. But, yes, defensively, great. 7 of the 22 points that has been scored on us was scored on us from a mistake our offense made. We threw a pick six against Northside. So, you know, they have only been scored on twice. That was on our second and third unit. Playing tremendous.
I'd say it's unbelievable, really. But at this stage of the season, we've been talking about it, that defense really immovable object. Does the defense just take pride in those pitching those shutouts, and how do they stay so focused throughout the course of a game? I mean, they are high school kids after all.
Well, they are taking notice of it now. I think when the season started, you know, there were some questions to be answered on how good we were going to be. But our kids have stepped up and have played really well, and we have some kids that aren't getting that much playing time that really deserve to be on the field as well. We have some good quality kids backing up our our starting group. So, Coach Van Smith, who's our defense coordinator, he started giving our defensive guys a zero bar if they can shut out the opponent. So, you know, they're getting where they're enjoying those zero bars the last few weeks. So, I think, you know, little incentives like that help. But those kids are it's a tremendous bunch of athletes, and they're taking a lot of pride in not letting anybody score.
Coach, you have a big step up in caliber this week, Northwood, also undefeated. What will be some of the keys to that matchup?
Well, I think our pass defense is number one. You know, they Coach Renner is the offensive coordinator over there now, and from East Chapel Hill, and really the way they run their offense is you know, kind of pick here and pick there and just move the ball down the field slowly. You have to be willing to change some things defensively. Teams that like to run the ball have not been able to run on us this year, but we have given up a little yardage passing. So, we'll see how good our group gets ready. I think we're going to have to put immediate and quick pressure on their quarterback. He cannot stand back there and wait on reads and wait on coverage to break down. We have to get pressure on him now, which I think, that's kind of the way we'll plan this thing. And we're going to have to cover well. And it's going to have to be a little bit of luck. You know, you have to hope that a high school kid is going to overthrow or underthrow a ball or two to help you there, here or there. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. No question, the Northwood is a very good team. They are undefeated as well. And our numbers from start to now this year are very comparable. Their defense, I think, is giving up about 12 or 14 points a game, where we're giving up 5. So, and we're scoring about the same amount. So, I think what you're going to see is one really good football game Friday night.
That was Coach Moser of Orange. And when we return to the grid with Matt and Matt, we'll analyze and pick this week's games. You'll be amped to learn our WCHLChapelboro.com Super 6 poll. And finally, we'll reveal our grid great of the week. And we'll be on the clock when we return.
Yes, welcome back to the grid with Matt and Matt. It's our favorite part of the day. It's the end time. And now we're going to go ahead and make some picks tonight. I'm excited about this. We're going to go ahead and preview the biggest matchups tonight. And Matt, Paul, we have 4 matchups to go through tonight.
Yeah, we'll start off with Chapel Hill and Webb, Matto. Chapel Hill coming off a big win at East Chapel Hill, as you know. I see their confidence rising. I see their play improving. Defense performing well, too. And they have the big weapon in Darius Allen, who we might well hear about later in the program, too. We'll have to stay tuned for that. Webb, on the other hand, defeated Pasquotank last week, but was blanked by South Granville and Cardinal Gibbons, 2 really good teams. So ready to make my pick on that one. I'm going with Chapel Hill.
Yeah, I think that's an easy decision. Chapel Hill is way better than their record. They proved it last week in thumping East Chapel Hill. Coach Marsh is always a great interview, and he certainly knows how to make those players tick. And I think they're going to get on a little roll here. We'll see. And I think it's going to continue tonight against Webb, Chapel Hill.
All right, I agree. Cedar Ridge, our second game at Cardinal Gibbons. We just spoke about Cardinal Gibbons. Cedar Ridge 0-4. Coming off a bye week, last 3 losses by a combined 15 points. That's the good news. The bad news is 0-4. Now, as our broadcaster said last week of another situation, he said they're a dead team walking on broken ankles. I just loved that.
Oh, my.
That was so funny. I hope that's not the case for Cedar Ridge. But I see them having a tough go here at Cardinal Gibbons, 3-1. Ranked at number 103 in the state, whatever the heck that means, by Max Preps. Still a pretty decent ranking. They had a 35-28 edging of Broughton last week, and they've topped Ravenscroft. But they were ripped by Cary 47-26. But I still see Cardinal Gibbons being a whole lot better than Cedar Ridge this season, unfortunately. What say you, Matto?
Oh, boy, this could be ugly. Cedar Ridge, it's going to be – it's not going to be one that's going to be not decided by the second half, unfortunately. So I do not see Cedar Ridge's – we're all rooting for them to get that first win, but it will not be tonight. So, yeah.
Tough trip into Raleigh, probably. Next game, East Chapel Hill at Ragsdale in the Greensboro area. Another tough one. Ragsdale 1-4 coming off a win over Page a couple weeks ago, 21-10, but four blowout losses. East Chapel Hill, as you know, coming off a big loss at home to Chapel Hill. I'm wondering what this team has going for it at this point, Matto. I guess what they have going for it is they're playing a team that's 1-4 also.
Yeah.
So I'm still going to pick East Chapel Hill.
You know, Coach Sherman has told me that still the little mistakes are really mounting up. And, you know, at this stage in the season, you know, we're midway through it by now. It's hard to believe. But those little mistakes turn into big mistakes out there on the field, and you can't have those. And I think on the road it's going to be tough. I just think Ragsdale is going to edge out East Chapel Hill.
Okay. I like having a little difference there, because last week we've made the same picks and we
bombed. Enough of that. Both. I've had enough of that.
Yeah, we like each other, but not that much.
No.
Huh? All right. Let's see where we go with this next one. We haven't talked about this. This is kind of exciting about which way we're going to go with the picks. And I know all the listeners are waited with bated breath, too. Orange at Northwood, both 4-0, both with impressive wins on this slate. Tay Jones, Patrick Pettiford, the running backs for Orange piling up those yards. Northwood, Ty Panix, Jalen Smith, the quarterback receiver combination, Kadarius Roan running. So to me, what I can see is Orange has more of a ground assault, Northwood more of the aerial attack.
Mm-hmm.
Both with maybe Orange a slight edge on defense, Northwood a very good defense, home field advantage. I'm going with Northwood. What say you, Matto?
Wow. Wow, this is going to be a titanic battle. Folks, if you get the chance, you need to get out there. Get out to Northwood. You know, enjoy Friday Night Lights. This is going to be a great matchup. Unstoppable force against immovable object. I honestly feel like, though, Pat Moser has a special bunch. He really does this year. I get the feeling through talking to him. I've talked to him more than a lot of the coaches. But he just feels like he doesn't need to motivate his kids. You know, they get the zero bars, he said, when they pitch those shutouts, and the kids are motivated. They must like those zero candy bars. But I think that they're going to not have a shutout this week. Northwood will definitely put up some points, but I think Orange will pull it out. Orange
on the road.
On the road, Orange
High
School.
The thing is, Matto, there's a Cruisers right there, so I'm going to, you know, either way I'll be stopping in, but I plan on maybe stopping in with a few of your bucks after.
We will
a little
see.
Friendly wager.
That'll be a great one.
And now it's time for the WCHL Chapelboro Super Six. At number six, 0-4.
Cedar Ridge, still down there.
Yes. Number five, 1-4.
East Chapel Hill, East Chapel Hill.
At number four, 1-3.
Chapel Hill, Chapel Hill.
At number three, two straight losses, 3-2.
Carrboro Jaguars. It's weird to see them at number three.
It is. At number two, 4-0.
Orange.
And then at number one,
Northwood.
Also perfect 4-0.
Yeah, that's our Super Six, The Grid with Matt and Matt. And now it is time for our Grid Grade of the Week, WCHL's Grid Grade of the Week. Last week it was Ty Penix. Who is it going to be this week?
This week we go with Darius Allen to Chapel Hill. All four touchdowns, 10th straight win for Chapel Hill over East Chapel Hill. So congratulations, Darius Allen.
Well done, well done. All right, now we're going to go ahead and toss it over to Paul Connell live at Northwood. We'll see you back here same time next week, The Grid with Matt and Matt.